Hey, good morning, everyone. Gerald here. Hope everybody's doing well. Happy Tuesday. Great job, Peter, on setting up this cappuccino platform. It's a really great way to continue the conversation. I'm still on a high from this Sunday's Pat Barcata. Really love the conversation. I just want to thank everybody for coming and just being so open and vulnerable to get through a very heavy topic of conversation. That was a necessary conversation to be had. I don't really have anything to say right now. I'm just on my way to the gym, but I love hearing everyone's voices and hearing everybody's resources that they're sharing and additional things that they teach them saying during quarantine. I don't know. Have a great day, everybody. Heading to the gym right now. Talk to you soon, everyone. Bye.
Hey, friends. It is Peter here again. I just wanted to share something that I was thinking about the other day as I was walking home, and this ties in with what's been going on with, like, the rise in anti-Asian attacks and other racist acts towards the AAPI community. So I remember growing up for the longest time that every time, like, I would leave the house, whether it was just, like, to go to the mall or even, like, just my parents sending me off to school, or if I was going to, like, hang out with some friends, one of the things that my mom would always, always say to me is, be listo. She never spoke, like, full Tagalog to me, but, you know, she would, like, use or mix in Tagalog words and such. And she'd always be like, be listo, be aware of your surroundings and what's going on around you and stuff. And, you know, I did listen to her back then, and, you know, I was always aware, but I also, to a degree, thought that she was just, like, super paranoid and, like, whatnot. You know, it kind of came to mind the other day because, you know, like, I feel like I still am, like, I still carry that with me, even as an adult, and maybe even more so now than I did as a kid. I think I was a little bit, like, you know, carefree and innocent and kind of clueless, too, as a youngster and stuff. But given what's been happening, you know, that still sticks with me. And I just thought it was interesting, and I just wanted to kind of share that with the group. So I do have a question. You know, is there something that any of you, like, growing up, your parents kind of taught you or kind of instilled in you and kind of, like, imprinted that you had to kind of, like, certain behaviors or things to kind of keep in mind in regards to your safety and your surroundings and such? I'm really curious to hear what others have to say about that.
Hello, everyone. My name is Christian. I'm out in LA at the moment. But I guess I would say I joined Barcata back in fall 2019 when I moved to New York. And my pronouns are he, him. Sorry. I joined just because I wanted to network, you know, make some city friends. Since I was new to this city, and in college, I was part of the cultural club and dance team and did PCNs throughout my college years. So that, you know, me being Latino myself, like, I just saw a lot of similarities with the Filipino community and, you know, loved the energy your community brings and, you know, meeting other young millennials and seeing how we're progressing as, you know, as humans today. And that's what I loved about the Filipino club in college. And then seeing it, you know, out in the adult world is really nice to see that there's organizations like that. So, you know, I decided to join and network with everyone, just see where life goes. That's me. You know, Peter, you touch on a good point. Like for me growing up, my mom had a similar thinking, and she always told me like, don't wear that, or wear this instead. And I always wondered why I couldn't just, you know, wear my heritage or borrow clothes from my brother. My older sibling was involved in like gang life, so he had all that baggy clothing. So my mom would get upset if I associated myself with that. So that like obviously impacted me growing up. And so like my sense of style is just very, I guess, conservative and heteronormative and very skewed to Western American style. You know, now I have bad style. No, I'm kidding. But now, like, that I'm a grown up and see why my mom always, you know, told me to wear certain things. But now I'm really being able to represent my heritage and not be looked differently or, you know, be in harm's way if I did want to wear baggy clothing and just take a walk down the street, you know? Because there is a lot of racial profiling that happens when cops are just driving around the neighborhood. You know, I've had a gun to my face because if he's Latino, like, he must be a culprit, you know? So that bias has always carried with me. And it's just like, these cops just really point the gun to anyone that they believe could be, you know, a suspect. So really identifying that now and how clothing was just a big deal in my family. It really resonated what you were saying earlier.
Hi everyone, my name is Carlo Montegrico. I use the pronouns he, him, his. And what drew me to Bricada when I first moved to New York last July was to have more of a community that looked like me. But vulnerable time here, storytelling. I'm actually back home in North Carolina right now. Picked up dinner, went to like a Asian-owned Japanese place. The workers there, they're all Asian, the owner's Asian. I've been going to this place for years, but I don't know, I'm just feeling so fucking weird. There's like this weird trauma response where like this white man walked in. My first instinct was to like make a fist of the keys, just like ready to pounce and being super vigilant. And I don't know how to like, I don't know how I'm processing that. Like, logically, that's a fucking trauma response, but like, I don't know, my heart's still like beating from the fact that like, that's the automatic response that I'm thinking about, or just like did, not even thinking. But yeah, let me know if y'all have any similar experiences after the shootings or just like any of the Asian hate. Yeah, wanted to share that with y'all because I don't know how I'm processing. Oh, have a good night. Love you guys. Love y'all.